Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We've got to choose for me and my house this day. I will choose the Lord.
How do you pray for members of ISIS and Boko Haram and such? I mean, how do you pray in that regard?
I first ask God for forgiveness because every suicide bomber in the West, including 9/11, has been in the West for 2 to 3 generations. And we, for the most part in ISIS, we haven't got to their countries. We haven't got to their cities. 2,000 years in Christianity, we haven't got up their streets. We haven't broken bread with their grandmas. I didn't break bread with their grandmas. I didn't break bread with their moms and dads. I didn't bring them a Christmas story for 2,000 years. And so I pray that God will forgive us, that they will see that the evil in which they're participating in will come back and haunt them, and that they will have access to Jesus and have a choice to make. Right now, what we're seeing is what happens, the fruit that is born when people don't have a choice between good and evil. Now, many of your listeners may think, well, how can they not know? But we're in a place that's had, you know, hundreds of years of Christian influence, government, military, culture. But you're talking about a black hole. You're talking about that, like we wrote in Insanity of God, ISIS is the Old Testament. And everything that you read in the Old Testament is ISIS is what happens when Jesus is absent. And why is Jesus absent from there is because he commanded me to go, and I haven't gone. Or he commanded us as a family to go, and we haven't gone. And we see what happens to sons and daughters and moms and dads when generationally evil owns the territory.
Wow. And you think about, too, I've read stories, Nick, of young men who've been snatched from their families and forced to be a part of ISIS. And you imagine the trauma and the fear where they feel like this is survival. This is, I don't have a choice. You know, we need to be praying so discerningly. Boy, God have mercy.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.